Amazon ReMars, the global event for machine learning, automation, robotics, and space.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, June 8th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Are the promises of Web3 technology enough to erase past business mistakes from the minds of investors? Adam Neumann, the founder and ex-CEO of WeWork, is finding out. Believers in Web3 say it's the future of the internet, built on blockchain technology, and they want to get in early. Skeptics say it's a way of tricking investors looking for the next big thing in tech. So, what do the efforts of a man who built and then was booted from his co-working empire tell us about where Web3 is headed? On today's show, WSJ tech columnist Christopher Mims joins us to explain. That's after these headlines. Apple's proprietary Lightning charger port used in the iPhone could be banned in the European Union under a deal aimed at setting a common standard for portable electronic devices. The proposal would make USB-C chargers the standard for devices like smartphones sold in the EU starting in the fall of 2024. EU officials said the goal was to reduce electronic waste and make life easier for consumers. An Apple spokeswoman declined to comment on the agreement reached Tuesday, saying the company hadn't yet seen the full details. Sony is betting customers want to update their cars the same way they update phones and other gadgets, with new software and entertainment. Sony's chief executive Kenichiro Yoshida says cars will need to do more than get people from point A to point B, and his company's new electric vehicles aim to do just that. Our Tokyo bureau chief Peter Landers spoke with him.
It would be packed with entertainment, movies, video games, television shows, Sony Music, a real place for Sony to show off the synergy of the Sony Group as he sees it. And he also said that he sees the car increasingly as a tech product that is more like a service, just like you might pay a monthly bill for Netflix or Disney Plus. And Tesla already charges monthly fees for certain services in Tesla EVs. He sees this as a place to charge on a regular basis after you purchase the car, not just a one-time purchase at the car dealer and then your relationship with the seller ends.
Sony announced last March it would join forces with Honda to produce electric vehicles that will go on sale in 2025. And it's happy hour somewhere, right? Well, if you fancy a cocktail in the metaverse, you've got a growing number of options from brands like Jose Cuervo, Wisher Vodka, and Miller Lite. All have opened up virtual bars. But unlike virtual clothing that avatars can wear in the metaverse, serving up drinks in the online realm is a little trickier. Our reporter Megan Bobrowski says that hasn't stopped liquor companies from looking for commercial opportunities.
What a lot of these alcohol brands do is they will have their virtual bar or their virtual setup, and you can actually buy a drink in real life, or you can, you know, buy their cocktail NFT, and they will send you actual vodka in the mail. So a lot of the actual ways to make money in this are not directly in the metaverse, at least at this point. It's more about, okay, we have these people in the metaverse, we're bringing people into our bar, how do we get them to spend money in the real world now on our products?
Right now, drinking virtual liquor doesn't have any effect on those avatars. But Megan says Decentraland, the main platform where these bars are based, has said it's working to improve the experience. So, who knows? Your avatar might be getting tipsy soon. All right, coming up, is Web3 the place for a fresh start or an overhyped technology? We'll discuss how one notorious tech founder could find redemption with his blockchain-based company. That's after the break.
Think about a bicycle. It takes balance to get where you want to go. Now think about business. Whatever your business or organization, you ride the line between numbers and people. Just like the bike, it takes balance. CLA, CPAs, consultants, and wealth advisors. That's CLA. We'll get you there. Clifton Larson Allen LLP. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Adam Neumann, the founder and former CEO of WeWork, is back with a new company. If you don't remember Neumann, he was ousted from the co-working company he started over questions about his leadership style and some of the company's financial moves. But despite that notoriety, plenty of investors are ready to back his new project. One reason is the space that it's in, Web3. Now, we've talked about Web3 on this show before. It's seen as the future of the internet, built on blockchains like cryptocurrencies, but for exchanging information rather than value. So why do investors see this as such an appealing space? Joining us to discuss that is WSJ tech columnist Christopher Mims. Hi, Christopher. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure, Zoe.
Web3 is built on blockchains like digital currencies, but recently we've seen the value of cryptocurrencies dip. So is that casting any doubt on Web3 and its future?
I think it's emboldened the Web3 critics. As for investors, though, I don't really think they've gotten the memo, so to speak. Andreessen Horowitz just announced $4.5 billion fund. Coinbase announced a $500 million fund. So, billions and billions are still flowing into crypto.
Okay, so that's kind of the Web3 landscape. I want to go back to Adam Neumann, who I mentioned at the top. He has this new company and a new digital token. How does that play into Web3, and what is it?
So Adam Neumann's new digital token is called the Goddess Nature token. I couldn't confirm who named that, but it's perhaps telling that the company was co-founded by Adam Neumann, his wife, Rebecca Neumann, who's, of course, Gwyneth Paltrow's cousin, and a few other people, one of whom is the company's CEO. The Goddess Nature token is supposed to represent carbon offsets or carbon credits, which, of course, companies use to hopefully find ways to make money by reducing their carbon emissions. And the whole idea is that markets for carbon offsets are kind of slow and maybe broken. And hey, you know what's really good at creating new, lightly regulated markets? The blockchain. So let's put these carbon credits on the blockchain. And voila, we've got a Web3 startup called Flow Carbon. It's a pretty obvious idea. They have a lot of competition, even on the blockchain, but also just companies trying to fix carbon offset markets in general.
Neumann was ousted from WeWork for what some consider to be questionable financial actions. Does starting a Web3-based business kind of erase the skepticism about his business acumen?
I think for skeptics of Web3 and skeptics of some of the financial shenanigans of his previous company, WeWork, it's actually perfectly in character, right? Because WeWork was really well known for financial metrics that kind of had this make-believe aspect to them. And to critics of Web3, there's a tremendous amount of kind of Pollyanna-ish optimism about how it's going to work out happening there. So I think for a lot of people, it makes perfect sense that he would move on to, the blockchain, which right now investment in it is really driven a lot by hype and its ability to entice people with the promise of, quick riches.
I mean, would it be easier for him to raise money in this space as opposed to, say, going back to real estate?
Well, he certainly has a lot of holdings in real estate because he got, hundreds of millions of dollars from his settlement with Masayoshi-san. But I think the answer is probably yes, just because Web3 is an area where there are not enough developers and there's a tremendous amount of investor interest. So it does seem right now that anybody who puts out their hat and says, hey, I've got a blockchain developer on staff can get funding at this point.
All right, let's broaden this out because it's certainly not only Neumann who is, starting a company in this space. What other type of Web3 companies are out there right now attracting investment?
There's an interesting company called Goldfinch, which allows anyone in the world pretty much with a crypto wallet to make small business loans to people in now, I think, more than 30 countries. So imagine you're a chicken farmer in Kenya or something and you want to expand and then some school teacher in Indiana wants to give you money. Well, you just go to Goldfinch and you use crypto to make that exchange. There are a lot of pick and shovel companies like Coinbase, for example. These are the exchanges of the crypto world. And certainly there are tons of companies trying to enable artists to make money from their art via NFTs. There are companies trying to do remittances, basically anywhere that somebody thinks that part of the financial system is too expensive or slow. People are trying to use crypto to rethink that. That's called DeFi.
You know, you've mentioned the skeptics of this market a couple of times. One thing I feel like we keep hearing about Web3 is it's just not here yet. So what are the skeptics saying about these new businesses that are able to raise money?
There's a bit of a two ships passing in the night dimension to the debates over Web3. When I talk to Web3 skeptics, you know, some of them, they're so busy just documenting the frauds, the so-called rug pulls. And, you know, when I ask them about a company like Flow Carbon or Goldfinch, they're like, oh, no, I haven't really looked into that. So it does kind of suggest that, well, some of these companies might be onto something. You know, it's unclear whether blockchain is always the right solution from an engineering perspective. But, you know, this wouldn't be the first time in history that a particular idea got all the funding and less than the best technology won out because it just had more momentum behind it. So some of these companies could do fine, you know, in the meantime, because it's such a lightly regulated space, there's the frauds and the losses to retail investors will certainly continue.
I mean, Adam Neumann, he's quite a character. He's got quite a reputation. What does the fact that kind of he's in this space, that he's raised so much money, what does it tell us about the future of the Web3 market?
One wag half jokingly described it to me this way. He said, in the future, every company is a Ponzi scheme for 15 minutes. And he actually didn't mean that as a bad thing. He's just saying that, like, it is now so easy to start a tech company, and there's so many of them that in order to garner any attention at all, they kind of need to bribe people into using their product so they can, you know, build up their network and have a real base of consumers. You know, arguably Lyft and Uber kind of did that by subsidizing rides for years and years. But the new way to do that is, you know, just slap a blockchain onto your startup, give away a bunch of tokens, which is your like kind of company issued script. And, you know, hopefully enough people will show up because they're hoping to get rich off of that someday. And then they become your first users and they onboard other people.
Who doesn't want to get rich off of being the first in? All right. That was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. Thanks for joining us, Christopher.
Zoe, thanks so much for having me.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. But before we close out the show, we want to give you the opportunity to send us your questions about the crypto sector. Do you want to know more about how some of these digital currencies work? Curious what steps regulators are taking? Or maybe you just want to understand what's really behind the big swings in valuation? Leave us a voicemail at 212-498-8852. We're planning to answer these questions in an upcoming episode. Once again, that number is 212-498-8852. We look forward to hearing from you. I'm Zoe Thomas from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.